It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, Pasa, my youth ministry friends. Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. Okay. I had convinced myself that I was speaking the truth, and whether it was spoken love or not, speaking the truth was the thing leaders were supposed to do, right? But the young woman in my office started crying, and something tipped sideways in my self-analysis. This crying young woman was the third meeting, I'm a little embarrassed to tell you, in a single day, all in my office, where I had spoken the truth to someone only to have them end up in tears. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but after the first of those meetings, I felt a rush of power, confident I was doing what good leaders do. After the second one of those, my confidence waned a bit, and I had an inner Scooby-Doo saying, huh? And the third meeting, well, it started me on a path of change. I'd always been a leader who was willing to be vocal with my thoughts and opinions, I'm sure much to the frustration of everyone in my life. On spiritual gift tests, I'd always scored a flatline zero in the area of mercy. But here's the silly part. I was proud of that. When I worked at a church going through a massive transition, I was asked to be on a pastoral transition team and was taken under the wing of two older pastors leading the process. They were both naturally gifted leaders, but had similarly convinced themselves of the value of their weaknesses. In fact, I remember to this day the exact wording of the mentoring I received from the two of them in one meeting. They said, Marco, your lack of mercy is the strength of your leadership. Hey, that sounded good to me, embarrassing and stupid as it sounds to me today. And for the next few years, I steamrolled people left and right under the ruse of strong biblical leadership. What a misguided idiot. But that crying young woman, my intern, loosened something in me, and through divine revelation or long overdue common sense or some combo, I immediately knew I needed to change. But I had no idea to make that happen, and I was accustomed to making everything happen in my world. I carefully selected two older men who I perceived as gifted leaders, but also were merciful, and I asked them to mentor me in the areas of mercy and gentleness. At one of my first meetings with one of the guys, he stated the should have been obvious. I couldn't make myself have mercy. I could only ask God to grow mercy in my character and pursue a life of mercy. The other guy helped me understand something that has become a framing idea for me even today. I'll likely never score high in mercy on spiritual gift tests, but I can still grow in mercy. The same kind of parallel plays out all over my life. I'll never be perfect, but I'm still called to righteousness. I'll never love perfectly, but I'm still called to be loving. And these two new understandings reframed leadership and mercy for me and put me on a multi-decade quest for change. I met with these mentors. I read books on mercy, the kind of leadership that was more Jesus-y than CEO-like. I journaled and prayed and retreated. I asked friends to help me. And about 2 years later, yes, it took that long, I received a great double confirmation from God that I was making progress. In the span of 1 week, I had someone who didn't know of my quest comment on how gentle they thought I was. I could hardly believe someone would ever use that word to describe me. And then a few days later, one of my administrative assistants at the church told me that the other admins had a nickname for me, a gentle steamroller, or the gentle steamroller. I laughed out loud when I heard this. Yep, I still had that steamroller way about me at times, but I'm not even sure what a gentle steamroller would be. One that's just super slow, and you can get out of the way of it or something. But I responded, hey, I'll take that. I thought it was the best compliment I'd received in a long time. As I write this, it's more than 25 years later. I'm still a merciless jerk on a regular basis. I'm still very capable of possessing the gentleness of a sledgehammer from time to time, and even capable of momentarily being proud of it. But I've seen so much growth and change. I wish it were more immediate. The only thing that was immediate was my recognition of a need for change. The process of change has been and will continue to be a long, lifelong journey of transformation. So, youth worker, listener, how are you changing? Which of your rough edges need some Holy Spirit sandpaper?
Youth Cartel Podcast Network.